Hey, everyone, I wanted to give you a short free-for-all Friday today, just a special one because it is the day after Christmas, and I saw this historical tidbit and just wanted to share it with you. I figured maybe it'd be helpful for you during this Christmas season, especially just during this time. It can be really difficult to keep our focus on Christ. And by the way, Christmas is not just a day. It is a season. We've got to keep living the Christmas spirit, y'all, which I got to say, y'all, because we're in Texas. But a lot of times we can lose sight of that with family, with gifts, with, you know, trying to deal with the holidays and the stress that's involved, which is unfortunate because Christmas should just be focused on our Lord. I want to share with you just an interesting historical event that happened that can help kind of keep a lot of that in perspective. So during World War I, there was an incident called the Christmas Truce, where in the first year of the war, fighting between the English and the Germans actually would spontaneously cease on Christmas Eve, and then on Christmas Day, the forces would exchange pleasantries with one another, and they just did not want to fight on this day, this most holy days of the year, where God has blessed us, or even the people that probably weren't even that religious, they felt there was something special on that particular day. It's on Christmas. Why are we even fighting? So here is a primary source describing one of these truces that comes from a member of the British forces. His name is Jim, writing to his wife. He was Private 8165 James Jim Davy, writing to his wife Christine, calling her Sis, C-I-S-S, on December 28th, 1914. Here is what he wrote to her to get a feel for this. "My darling Sis, we are down for our rest again, and I have just received your welcome parcel and three letters and papers." By the way, later, I'm just going to read you part of the letter. Later in the letter, he's really jazzed that she sent him pudding. "You will scarcely believe it, but nevertheless, it is true. We had an extraordinary Christmas on Christmas Eve. The Germans, who hold Christmas in great style, started giving us songs and shouting little bits in English. And of course, we retaliated. And on Christmas Day, the most funny thing happened. We noticed a white flag going up, and then one German getting up on the trench and advanced towards us. And of course, we began to do likewise, as did more of the Germans. We began to exchange Christmas greetings and jokes and all sorts. So they were giving us cigarettes. They use a different word for cigarettes. It has a different meaning nowadays, if you're cultured, you know what I'm referring to. Giving us cigarettes, drinks, a bit of small blank. Illegible in the letter. I can't speak. That's not legibility. My speech is illegible. And showing us photos of their wives and sweethearts and telling us they were fed up with this war." That's one thing they can have in common. We didn't want to do this. We were fed up with it just like you are. "And wanting us to post letters for them, as seemingly they are not allowed to write. They were saying the Germans were in Warsaw and that the Russians were finished. But of course, we listened to all and said nothing. And before we parted for our trenches again, we had agreed that we would not shoot at each other that day. And we kept our word. There wasn't a shot fired that day. But next day, our artillery opened, as did theirs, and so brought to a close the most unheard in any proceedings, I believe, in the annals of history." And isn't that right? It's the day after Christmas for all of us. It feels like the guns have to get started again, right? Back to life. A lot of us might be on Christmas holiday, vacation, a little break from work. I know that I'll be taking next week off. I'm not going to be posting any episodes. But just during this time, hey, you know, go to Mass or have your own little Christmas truce. Go to adoration. Or just take time to pray. Go off by yourself. A little bit of a truce from the holiday fighting, whether it's fighting with your stomach or eating too much or relations with family members, whatever it might be. A little bit of a Christmas truce. Everybody recognizes it. There's actually reports in other Christmas truces in World War I that the English and the Germans in no man's land, they would like play little soccer games and then went back to killing each other. But even still here, you could see in the darkest parts of human experience, the light of Christ finds a way to shine through. And the celebration of Christmas is one of the most important ways to do that. So that is all I have for you all today. As I said, next week we'll be off. We'll be back again the week after in the new year. And yeah, I just hope you all have a very merry Christmas season.